on the scenes of our former triumphs here. Remember the giants whose shoulders I have told you that we have stood upon in the past? I'm with them again now. Dodds Delzell, Chad Yarish, and Dan Sasky, the original cast of the workshop of The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, and now the complete history of comedy abridged. Gentlemen, welcome back. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 350, Workshopping the Comedy.
Time now for Center Stage, brought to you by Kim Taylor Productions on KSRO. The Napa Valley Playhouse world premiere presentation of the complete history of comedy, Abridged, features three actors playing out the complete history of comedy and tributes to everyone's favorite iconic comedians and stage and screen. And for anyone who enjoys a good laugh, this is a required course in comedy. And our center stage guests today are playwright Reed Martin and actor Dodds Delzell for the complete history of comedy Abridged. Tell us about it.
Well, it goes everything from, I guess, the beginning of history, cavemen telling rock jokes, all the way up to Chris Rock and everything in between. Yes. If you're a fan of comedy, you'll like the show, and if you're a fan of theater, you'll like the show, and if you're not either of those, I don't know who you are.
Exactly. This is my third round. Reed is one of the writers and directors, so being an actor, it's a pretty exciting process to work with them, and it's pretty hilarious.
Where did the show come from? Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, two jokes loved each other very much. And, you know, one thing led
to
another.
Oh, you've answered these questions before, I see.
Austin, my playwriting partner, and I have written a number of shows, The Complete History of America, Abridged, The Bible, The Complete Word of God, Abridged, Western Literature, Abridged. And so we thought, well, we're comedians. We're going to write a show about something we love. Let's do the history of comedy. And so we sort of pitched the idea to various theaters, and Michael Ross at Napa Valley Playhouse said, yeah, please come workshop it here. And so we were delighted to do it.
Now, is this something that's sort of schizophrenic as an actor to play? You have to play lots of roles, don't you? How do you handle all that?
Under the hands of Reed and Austin, usually it's with a stick. but it is. It's a lot of repetition, and they're writing on the fly. They bring in the script, and we've had several public readings, two of them, and they get audience reaction and find out what works and what doesn't, and we find out new lines daily.
That's great.
So as you're learning, it's a little bit of that, okay, that's not your line anymore, it's someone else's.
Get off book, by the way, we've cut that.
Yes.
Yeah. We're looking forward to this. You guys are going to do a little something for us. What is it you have in mind here?
We do. I think it's self-explanatory. It's the beginning of the second act. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, do you poop out at parties, strike out at small talk? Do you feel like the whole world is laughing, but you're not getting the joke? Are your big yucks just a big yuck? Well, fear not, friends. I got puns, grins, wise cracks, and whiz bangs. I got old bits, new bits, gold bits, and blue bits. I got quick jokes, dick jokes, and sure to make you sick jokes. I got more boffo rib ticklers and one-liner throwaways than you can shake a shtick at. Where do I keep them all, you ask? Right here, friends and neighbors. You too can learn the secrets of comedy with my very own surefire 100% guaranteed elixir of laughs. Just one spoonful of my miraculous elixir of laughs will turn a sad sack into a top banana. What's in it? Why, only the most well-kept secrets of the Orient and the Borscht Belt, with enough chutzpah for a shomil and a shomazel that'll give you knockas in your kishkas till you plots. But that's not all, cats and kittens. We got tried and two laboratory-tested Helen Keller jokes from the obvious.
How did Helen Keller's parents punish her? They rearranged the furniture.
And the offbeat.
What's Helen Keller's favorite color? Corduroy.
To the downright existential.
If Helen Keller were alone in the forest, would she make a sound?
So if you're an established comic looking to improve his act, or just a beginner who doesn't know the difference between a blackout and blackface, with our extra strength elixir of laughs, you'll be ready for the big time in no time, guaranteed. Warning, side effects may include uncontrollable milking and painful running gags. Ask for it by name, the elixir of laughs. If you're not 100% satisfied, well, excuse me.
You can handle more of this live and on stage.
That was Reed Martin and Dodds Delzell, the guy who's playing Reed in the premiere workshop production of The Complete History of Comedy Abridged at Napa Valley Playhouse, appearing last week on KSRO in Santa Rosa, California. Reed and I are workshopping the script with the three actors we developed The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged and The Complete World of Sports Abridged with, and it's thrilling to work with them again. With 1 week left in rehearsal before we go into tech, I sat down with Dan, Chad, and Dodds in Stone's Sports Bar, the name of which I mention in the hope that next time they'll give us free beer.
Here's one reason why I think you guys are the giants whose shoulders we stand upon. Because we keep changing the gosh darn script every night, and you guys roll with the changes amazingly here on this workshop production of the Complete History of Comedy, Rich. But here's the other thing. You guys all have day jobs. What the hell is that like? You get up and go to work in the morning, put in a full day, come to rehearsal with us at 6:30 until 10 o'clock, and even now you're sitting with me here late at night doing this thing. How the F do you guys do this? Who's going first?
Go, Chad, go.
Okay, well, so I think of having a day job as what allows me to be able to afford to do this. And yeah, it's hard work. Every night, we, right after rehearsal, jet home. I get home. I have about 10 minutes to myself. Go to sleep. Wake up. Takes me about 15 minutes to get up and out of the house and then go work. Then after work, drive to rehearsal and do that for 4 hours. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Well, except for the day job part.
Right, right. And you've each got at least a half an hour's commute here to the Napa Valley Playhouse. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I mean, coming from Berkeley, coming here typically takes me anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. But lucky for me, you know, I get out of my job, my current teaching job, at 3 o'clock. So I can leave a little bit earlier to beat traffic. But it's tough. But we're all in similar situations where all day we are talking. And, you know, these two guys are dealing with customers all day. And I'm dealing with children all day.
Dodds, you have a very grown-up sort of job.
Yeah, I have a very grown-up job. I'm director of sales at a winery, Nickel and Nickel Winery. Oh, wow. Yes, it's a great winery, but you know, kind of to mirror what Chad says, it's the you know, if you have the opportunity to work with you guys and do this every night, it is get up, eat, sleep, drink, and rinse and repeat is really what it is. But it makes it a little tougher. This is the point right now where I know we want to be off book. Right. We're trying to move forward. You're giving us new script pages, and yet it's still exciting. Somebody says, "What's going on in your mind?" I'm like, "I'm learning lines in my head constantly. I don't want to deal with public."
Yeah, and with you know, I guess any complaints I might have of how busy I am during the day and in the evening and having little to no time to myself, it all comes down to that I get to do what I love to do. And also the fact that, you know, when I moved to Berkeley, I didn't see myself wanting to or having any motivation to come back to the Sonoma County, Napa Valley, whatever, to do theater, to do that drive. You know, that's why I moved to Berkeley, to do theater down there. But the pull is the RSC. I mean, you guys are doing this, and, you know, we've had such a blast before doing all this, and it seems to have all worked out before, so I figured it was a no-brainer.
And you guys are always in a show. I remember 2 years ago, you were, like, in the middle of a six-month run. You just went from show to show to show to show. So it's not, as you say, Chad, it's yes, you get to do your job that allows you to do the theater, but when do you sleep? When do you recharge? How many shows did you do right before this, and then what are you doing next? Or do you even know this yet?
A local ballet school down in Marin that they asked me to be their Drosselmeyer for their Nutcracker every year. Okay. And this last year in March, they're like, "Hey, will you do Swan Lake?" I was like, "Do you guys know that I don't actually do ballet?" They're like, "Yeah, it's fine. You can fake it." So I had that one earlier this year. And then at the same theater that we're doing the comedy show, I just did Harvey, which was, you know, a fun show. But still, like, yeah, when do I get to sleep?
I would have loved to see you in Harvey. Oh, would Pete yeah, it seems like a great role for sort of anybody, actually. But yeah, I would have loved to see that.
Yeah, and it was actually a departure for me because I didn't really have to do anything. I just had to kind of be myself and say the lines, where, like in many of the other shows, you have to assume a character and do all this stuff. And I was like, no, I just got to stand on stage and say stuff, and people thought it was funny. It was great.
You know how it is when you're, you know, an actor. I mean, you are. You don't want to ever turn a job down because you never think you're going to work again. You know, if you say no to somebody, you think they're going to go away and never work with you again. So it's, yes, of course I will. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, Chad had done Harvey. I did Moonlight and Magnolias before we got started here. But we laugh about it. It's like you just don't want to say no because you're afraid they're going to forget about me. What happens if I take a break?
Exactly right.
I'll go away.
Well, and you moved, Dan Sasky, you moved from the sleepy Sonoma County to the hotbed of theatrical fabulousness, Berkeley, California. Has there been more opportunities for you there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so many theater companies and so many wonderful companies putting on great theater. And so I've been lucky enough to work with the Shotgun Players down there in Berkeley, where, you know, I did Assassins, which you saw. And then I pretty recently, a few months ago, closed the Tom Stoppard trilogy, The Coast of Utopia.
Wow.
Which we did the first two parts of, and we'll be doing the third part of next year in March. And I got asked back to do that, so I get three shows, you know, for the price of one, really.
That's awesome. But that, what a great project to take on.
Hi, everybody. I'm Frank Malacota. I'm the morning anchor at Channel 5, CBS Channel 5, KPIX in San Francisco, and I always listen to the Reduce Shakespeare podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our run of the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged, revised, just closed last weekend at the Leicester Square Theatre in London. But it starts up again in September all over the UK. Then, in addition to the UK, this fall we'll bring Shakespeare books, Christmas, and the new show, The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, to the US, Singapore, Hong Kong, and Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for The Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information. This is how we came to know you guys. You've all done many of our shows. Am I right? Dodds, Chad, have you...
The only one that I haven't done now is Millennium. Or the history, right. or Hollywood.
That's cool. Chad, did you say with you?
I haven't done Millennium, I haven't done Hollywood, and I haven't done America.
Okay.
So I have those three to cross off before I get RSC Bingo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, and Chad, you were saying, you know, it was fun playing Elwood Deb because you didn't feel like you had to act, you just had to be yourselves.
Right.
What's it like for you guys doing our shows? Do you feel like you have to act, or do you feel like you can be yourselves? And is it a different answer whether if Reed and I are directing or if you guys are doing it yourselves?
No, I think that with you guys directing, it's a little of both, because you do want, you know, as you said, you want our personalities,
right,
because that's what you guys bring to it, the same thing. But at the same time, you know, as we've worked through the show, you've said, okay, I need a little more acting, or I want something, because you kept going back to what's in the scene.
Yeah.
What's going on in this particular scene? So it is a kind of that hybrid of a little bit of character, but also bring the best of you.
Right. Yeah. Is that? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a doing the RSC shows. It's a more exaggerated version of yourself, a little heightened.
Yes. It
all in HD. Where in other shows, there maybe you don't need to necessarily like raise it to the level that you have to raise it to.
Right.
To be in this show, I mean, it's so technically demanding,
and it's interesting where you play yourselves, but you play yourselves in a heightened dramatic situation, you know, so it's an aspect of yourself.
Well, yeah, I'm just playing me up there.
Right.
It's great. It's awesome.
Right.
And then the characters that we play throughout, you know, this play.
In the sketches,
yeah. I mean, the audience all knows it's us playing a character. You know, we're not trying to fool anybody.
Right.
You know, I mean, every character should somewhere you're going to find within yourself anyway.
Right. Actually, I am trying to fool people, but that's cool.
Yeah. Do you ever get disappointed then?
Yeah, quite a bit. Thanks.
It's so great how you... you'll cater these shows to the three personalities that you have, these three personalities that you're writing for, you know, and then you'll take those and adjust them to how you would do it or how you would say it or your own personalities. So I think, you know, one of the big payoffs for us is when we get to see you do the show. Like, we've never gotten to see the Ultimate Christmas Show abridged, but
right.
I mean,
you got to see sports.
You got to see sports.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to see sports when you guys came back to it. So for Chad and I to see you guys do sports was a little surreal, sitting out there going, okay, here it comes, and hearing the music, and then it's like, oh yeah, that stayed. Those certain things stayed, which was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So how is this, how is working on the Complete History of Comedy abridged coming in, how does this script compare in your minds to the Ultimate Christmas Show or to sports when we brought it to you? Any thoughts? Any?
Obviously coming in with sports and then going into the Christmas Show, we definitely had the show each time you've done this now, because that was the first time you'd ever worked in that same manner when we did the sports show, was you'd never written for others to do the show first.
That's true.
And so the shows seem like each time they're coming together more completely. Definitely the Christmas show. This one seems like you brought a lot more material, but then we're also very comfortable with working with us again. Yeah. With, okay, what do you guys think?
Yeah.
That's what's been pretty great.
No, that has been great. It feels like you guys are more comfortable also saying, I'm not sure I get this, or could I change the line to this, or, you know, you're not afraid to question it.
Sure.
You know, you're not afraid to question it to our faces.
Right.
You know?
Well, because we all feel that you're not afraid to hear that. Like, you want to hear that. You want to hear it from us if we either have a suggestion or we just have a question. What does this mean?
Absolutely.
You know, or why is this in the script?
Absolutely.
But I felt that with the Christmas show, it felt like there was a lot of things that were trying to get, it was a big puzzle that was trying to get put together, and it took a while to finally find it.
Uh-huh.
And I felt like with this one, I mean, it's always going to be a puzzle, but with this one, I felt like it was more together at the first read, that it was like, great, I think we really have something to work with, and it was really just working on, okay, what is this show really about, you know? But I felt like we had to do a lot of searching in the Christmas show to figure out who we were and what was our journey.
Well, and now you know. Having done it on that show, you know it for this one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was just going to say that I think with the subject matter that we're dealing with comedy, you're doing a show about comedy, so the expectations to be funny are levels higher than hitting sports or all the, you know, religious holidays.
Yeah.
And
listen, I've been feeling that ever since we first thought of writing this show.
Yeah. Right, and like Dan was saying, there's a lot that you guys have been trying to figure out, and we get to help you do that, which is super exciting.
I believe it's the greatest seventh draft ever written.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. If you're in Napa, California, between now and the middle of September, you can see the very first workshop production of the Complete History of Comedy abridged at the Napa Valley Playhouse from August 30th to September 15th before Reed, Dominic, Conti, and I take it to Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park in November and December. Send us your bits and gags via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you could post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans on our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Arlecchino Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Julie Kirkman. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Frank Malicote from CBS KPIX in San Francisco. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 350th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Gentlemen, here's to you guys. Thank you for all your work, and let's do this again real soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Maybe Monday or something.
Yeah.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.